Let's do it. Here we go. Daily podcast time. Thursday, June 16th. Indeed, really fun show today. We kicked it off with a Squid Game. Thankfully, one we're not going to be involved in. A Macy's ad caught our attention a couple times today. Team building exercises. I overheard one the other day here in the hallway, and thankfully no one was burning like in this story we found. Rest in peace, Internet Explorer. We visited Suffragette City for song stories and hit the phones today to find out things that Dad still doesn't know about as we approach Father's Day. Comedian Paula Poundstone checked in for her annual visit, and we heard about Shaq offering up Shaqy meals. Have a listen. It's the Daily Podcast.
Let me ask you, did either of you watch the Squid Game?
Yeah.
No.
I did.
You
did?
I need
to. I binged it.
Great.
I loved it.
I started to watch it when it first started, and I lost interest in it really fast.
It's not your kind of show.
Yeah. Well, guess what?
What's that? There's a second one.
No, not only there's a second one coming, but there is a live one.
I saw this story.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
There's a live one. Netflix is going to put out a Squid Game game
with live ammo.
Well, no. It's some sort of competition game with 456 people,
wow.
Just like in the TV show.
Right.
The winner gets $4.6 million.
Dang.
Oh. All right.
It's like the Saudi Arabian golf tournament. Yeah. Is it in Saudi Arabia? I believe it.
What I find hysterical is like you see contests like this, right? Or you know, so many different contests on TV where people can win $1 million or do this and the other thing, right?
In Jeopardy.
But then on Jeopardy, where you prove that you're intelligent, you might walk away with $1,500.
It's a life lesson.
The John DeBella Podcast.
How dare you?
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I am beyond angry.
102.9.
I'm furious.
MGK.
Father's Day gift ideas for $20 and under, like his favorite bath and body essentials, three-piece slipper sets, and comfiest sleepwear sets. Get low prices at Macy's Backstage.
You know, Bill and I were talking about that spot yesterday.
Okay.
I get the strangest feeling that someone wasn't doing their job at Macy's or at the ad firm.
What's
because
that?
It sounds like that could have been the Mother's Day ad, all right?
They could have been, I got to
pay attention. Three-piece sleeper set. Fragrances, right, and pajamas. Right?
Dad
and
will love his scent.
And someone said, "Well, just put in Father's Day instead of Mother's Day. It'll still work."
And his favorite roses.
68 degrees outside. We've got the question from hell coming up at 6:25.
You can win some pajamas. Scents.
Gonna get my slipper set on.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Dave, remember the other day you were coming out of the bathroom and you told me you heard all this rah-rah cheering going on up in the hallway?
Oh, yeah. It's a new business over there.
It's a new consulting group.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
it was a real corporate rah-rah session. I heard chants, high fives.
Right, right.
Saw a lot of polo shirts.
Okay, all right. I have to tell you, I found a story this morning that sounds a lot like it was a scene from The Office. As a matter of fact, I think it was a scene from The Office.
Okay.
25 people in Switzerland had to be treated for burns Tuesday night after the team building exercise. They had to walk across hot coals.
This is out of The Office. Oh my God.
Okay.
Yeah. The beach episode.
Right. 13 of them were taken to the hospital with severe burns to their feet. The other 12 were treated by paramedics at the scene. And they were at this private retreat. And what makes it most hysterical is they weren't doing, you know, where you normally see those coal runs,
yeah,
and you know, and
sure.
All that. No, they had a pit of coal, and they all got in at the same time.
Oh, I was going to say, didn't you notice after the first person's howling after Oscar from accounting is crying?
It was like, oh my God! You know, just all these people just sitting there, you know, just doing this over and over again. Oh my Lord! I just could not believe it. Right? It's not clear what went wrong, but all I know is it was a huge pit, and they all got in at once.
John DeBella.
Someone smells stinky.
102.9.
Oh, it's me.
MGK.
Good morning, Cindy. How you doing?
Pretty good. I don't know if you can hear the thunder in the background.
Oh, really? Yeah. You know, we it's probably just approaching you now. We had it about 40 minutes ago, but and there's more coming. So get used to it. All right. I've got to ask. I'm not sure if you guys are aware of this. I mean, we lost a great one yesterday.
Who's that?
All right, well, I'm sorry to say that as of yesterday, Internet Explorer is dead.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Internet Explorer, yep, yep. Microsoft killed it off yesterday. The young age of 26,
wow.
Right? They decided to no longer support it.
Tried to reinvent himself as like Internet Explorer Edge.
Sometimes that pops up by accident. Right, like, get out of here.
Then, Microsoft Edge is what it is now, you know. Of course, you know, what came to Internet Explorer is what Internet Explorer did to Netscape.
Yeah, right.
You know?
It all comes around.
It all comes around. Yep. Right? Safari and Firefox really, you know, put the final, you know, stabs into it, right? But it's gone, right? And if you're still using it, you're probably still using dial-up and AOL.
This traffic update sponsored by Macy's Backstage. What will you find at Macy's Backstage? Here's a hint. Father's Day gift ideas for $20 and under, like his favorite Bath & Body Essentials, three-piece slipper sets, and comfiest sleepwear sets. Get low prices at Macy's Backstage.
I'm laughing because we were just talking about this earlier. Right? We are convinced that someone who was being very lazy just took the Mother's Day copy, right, and put Father's Day in its place. Because overall, I can't think of a father who wants what you just named.
You don't want Bath and Body Essentials?
That's what I mean.
For pajamas, unless they're selling old ratty t-shirts and shorts, most likely having holes under the armpits, that's a dad pajamas.
Listen, testosterone's been dropping. Don't count this out.
Slipper sets. Slipper sets. Come on. Oh, God. Yeah.
Oh, well.
By the way, as long as we're talking about this, I want to bring this up and give everybody the opportunity. The number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. With Father's Day coming and with tomorrow being the radiothon, we're really not going to have a lot of time to address Father's Day. But with Father's Day coming, all right, now it's time to do our own confessions. All right.
Yep.
I want to know what dad doesn't know. Not knowledge that dad doesn't know. Mm-hmm. What knowledge of you dad doesn't know.
Like behaviors.
Right. Things that you have done that to this day or to his dying day, he never knew you did. Okay. Right? And you've hid from him all these years. 215-263-WMGK. Cindy, do you have anything? Other than, like, you were 18 dating a 30-year-old? Did he know about that?
He was only 26.
Okay, I'm
and
sorry.
No, he didn't know until he found out.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was my big secret, I guess, and he found out.
All right.
And he wasn't happy.
What about you, Steve?
I don't think my parents know this, and they still won't because my dad's up at the U.S. Open. My mom's already at work.
Perfect.
So if you're listening, any of my aunts or uncles, don't say anything. I'll stab you. I wasn't allowed to live in campus housing at Arcadia sophomore year.
Because of the pool?
That was the first step, the pool in my room in the castle. The other part was just drinking in campus housing too much and getting, you know, public safety comes and they write everybody up that was there. Right. Apparently I was there too often that they told me I wasn't allowed to live on campus housing.
So where did you live?
My buddies and I got a place off campus, but which may have organically happened anyway because it was guys in the baseball team that I played with. But I didn't have a choice. It was either home or the campus housing aspect was not allowed. Sophomore year.
Pictures of Steve up on the wall.
That's hysterical.
Yeah.
That's hysterical. Wow. What about you?
For me, it was my friends and I, we used to get drunk and freestyle in the late 2000s.
Uh-huh.
And I would take those freestyles and then put like a beat to it and make actual songs out of them.
Right.
And we made one about my parents. It was really crude. I mean, like friends would be like, yeah, Jane Gibson, she has five kids. What you don't know is I'm about to give her her sixth. stuff like that. And I went so far as to sample like old puppet shows that they would do off like VHS tapes and like sample in them doing like puppet voice. It was so bad. I would be mortified if they ever heard it. And now they're going to ask me about it once they hear the podcast because they don't get up this early.
You've had family members call in. They might be listening
now.
You know what? I'm erasing the remix the second I get home.
So what's it for you? Call us here in the studio. We're asking, what doesn't dad know? And we're not talking about just his general knowledge of stuff. We're talking about, what did you do and dad doesn't know to this day or to his dying day? Or maybe not. Maybe dad's not around anymore and he never found out that you did this. We've got an interesting story from Steve, which was you didn't get
wasn't allowed.
You wasn't allowed to be
in campus housing. Yeah,
campus housing.
Sophomore year.
Dave made pornographic rap songs about his mother.
Okay, well, approaching.
Wow, that's it. You took that a different direction.
Yeah, a little hyperbolic, but. Well,
Dave's friends made raps, pornographic rap songs
about Dave's mom.
Drunken freestyle.
Okay.
Yeah. Dave's were about his dad.
I should confess something, all right? And mine is more porn. Okay. I have to tell you, all right? My dad, when I was a kid, had his own little porn stash. I knew where it was.
Under the mattress, of course.
No. It was more developed than that. Right?
In the mattress.
No. It was films.
Oh
like stag parties?
Stag party films.
No way.
Yeah. All right. And I knew where they were. Right. And one day I went into where he kept his clothes. I knew where the film was. We're talking Super 8.
Right? Oh, you know, my God.
We're talking people with masks on.
Yeah, sure, right? Sure.
It looked like they were trying to. There was a naked robbery going on.
Yeah, it's like Mad Men meets a snuff film.
And I brought it over to my friend Tommy Oliver's house, who had a projector, and we sat there watching them. And then I had to get them back in right, before Dad got home
in the film canister.
Wow.
So, yeah. That was a piece of work. So, what was it for you? What does Dad still doesn't know that you did?
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Today is the day that Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars was released in 1972. And one of the songs that appears on that, of course, is Suffragette City. And wait a second, I got something wrong here. No, I don't. No. Mott the Hoople's from an Ian Anderson recalls that, you know, we all know the story about how David Bowie gave them all the young dudes.
Sure.
Well, that wasn't the song that he originally offered them. The song that he originally offered them was Suffragette City. And he didn't want it. Mm-hmm. Right? He turned Ian Hunter turned it down. And, well, here's Ian's side of the story.
He approached him with Suffragette City. So Pete brought it to me. And I said, no, it's not strong enough. Because we'd had three stiff singles in a row on Island Records. And it was like the Kinks, you know, we were going to have You Really Got Me to break through. I mean, nobody wanted to know us. Meanwhile, we're selling out everywhere. And that was only going to last so long without a record, right?
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It is time, ladies and gentlemen, for our yearly phone call with Paula Poundstone. She will be at the Miller Theater, which was the Miriam Theater until a couple of weeks ago, Friday at 8 o'clock, and tickets are available through KimmelCenter.org. Good morning, Paula. How are you?
Good morning. I am good enough. Thanks so much for having me. So they called me, and then they said, well, we're going to put you on hold while he's switching out his headphones.
that was me.
True story.
And I thought, oh my God, it's like you radio so hard that your headphones get ragged.
We're hardcore here.
They do.
They do. Believe it or not, Paula, I go through a pair of headphones at least once a year. But a lot of that has to do with the fact that I'm deaf. They crank them up so loud that all of a sudden, like, eventually I lose one channel. Right? And that's what happened with the headphones I had. So we had to keep you on hold until I could hear you balanced.
Oh, I just had this image of, like, them sort of frayed. And
that happens, too.
Like if you were a runner who had just run so far that there was no sole to the shoe anymore.
I know it's time to change my headphones when my wife starts picking flakes of black earphone out of my head like a monkey. You know, like they groom with the bugs.
Yeah. She doesn't eat them, does she?
Not that I've seen. I mean, she's behind me. She could be.
All right. Yeah. Maybe she's just putting them in a storage container for later when you're not there. But she eats the black flakes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot that headphones do do that. They do flake off like that. All right, okay, I stand corrected.
So how have you been? What's going on? What's going on? You know, this is our yearly phone call. At least once a year we get to talk to you.
I'm so glad to check in.
I'm glad that you check in. I like when you check in. All right. By the way, there was a story. We had a story the other day how 90s clothes are coming back into style. Now, you had some very interesting outfits back in the 80s, right? Do you have any of your old clothing, and would you ever dare to wear it again?
I did, you know, and this is the sort of thing that one has to confess, which is that I did willingly join in the big shoulder pad era. You know, and I realized that someday our, you know, our children's children are going to ask about that. You know, they're going to say, where did you stand on the shoulder pads? And I'm going to have to say, I willingly joined in to the, and they're going to say, why? What was the point of that? And I think the correct answer is to make our heads look smaller. I think that was the correct answer, because it did. It made our heads look smaller. Yeah, I had some real talk about headphones with the black stuff flaking off. The padding in the shoulder pads would eventually sort of erode.
Right.
And now I've designed my own clothing, and it's not in fashion one way or the other. So, you know, people won't go, oh, people wore this in the 80s or the 90s. They, no one else wore it but me.
Okay. Are all the kids out of the house now, or do you still have children at home?
They're all out of the house. And by the way, young adulthood is not a fun age to parent. It wasn't a fun age to live either, come to think of it. But it is not a fun age to parent when your kids are young adults. You know, when you get a phone call, you get a phone call when whatever is wrong has reached an emergency level. Right? There are no steps up to it. There's no, like, I mean, here's what I get a lot of. I get a lot of, well, I told you about that. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Yeah, I did. I told you about that. Like, no, you didn't. My kids, still, even as young adults, really lean heavily on the fact that I have no short-term memory.
Okay.
Yeah, everything's just sort of a con job, even as young adults, based on the fact that I can't remember anything. And, you know, they say that not as a result necessarily of having COVID, but as a result of living through these stressful years where COVID is around us and everything that's associated with that, they say that a lot of us are suffering from terrible memory problems. Are you guys?
I forget.
I was going to say, like, did someone else have to tell you to change out your headphones?
Or actually, yes.
My wife tells me that my memory is shot. It's not my memory. It's my hearing. And my hearing is actually fine. I just can't hear her voice anymore.
Selective.
Exactly.
Just, yeah.
Exactly.
There are certain ranges that I can't hear. I'm going to tell you a story. I'm going to try to make sure that I don't curse in the telling of the story.
Okay.
During the worst days of the pandemic, I did a volunteer job one day a week, Saturdays. And it's an indoor-outdoor physical labor volunteer job.
Okay.
And I did it for, I don't know, a year and a half. And one day, they switched it from Saturday to Wednesday.
All right.
And so I was there on a Wednesday. And I was taking a break with a coworker. We're leaning on a car in the parking lot talking. And while we're leaning there, this is in Santa Monica where I live. While we're leaning there, one of our coworkers comes running down the street. And he's waving a parking ticket. And he's pissed. And I'm like, I forgot. Because I was thinking it was Saturday because I'm doing a Saturday thing.
Right, right.
I forgot that it's Wednesday. And Wednesday is street cleaning day in front of my house. And those tickets are barbaric. Those tickets are $70.
Oh, my God.
For not moving your car. I know it. Isn't it disgusting? And no, like, no consideration for the fact that I had no income during this period. So, oh, my gosh, I'm angry. And I'm ranting and raving. And I'm, you know, and my friend goes, well, Paul, why don't you go home and move your car? And I look at my watch and I'm like, no, it's too late. I already got a ticket. And I'm ranting and raving. And all of a sudden I stop and I say to myself, well, how did I get here? And then I realize we're leaning on my car.
Wow.
That kind of stuff happens a lot.
Paula Poundstone is going to be at the Miriam Theater. Well, now it's the Miller Theater. Tickets are available through KimmelCenter.org. You can see her there on Friday. Paula, thank you so much for taking the time.
It was so much fun talking with you.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I love scotch. Scotch is got scotch. Here it goes down.
102.9.
Down into my belly.
MGK.
This morning, we're talking about Dad, because tomorrow with the Radiothon, we're not going to be able to salute him correctly. And we thought, you know, wow, gee, wouldn't it be great if people finally fessed up, you know, and told us about those things that Dad never knew they did. So the number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. We've got on the phones and start out with Dale this morning. Good morning, Dale. How's it going?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing damn fine. All right. Father's Day is coming. Time to confess. What doesn't Dad know? I'm not talking about his knowledge of life. What did you do that Dad doesn't know about?
My father doesn't know that I had sex in front of his Chevy pickup truck. And the funniest thing was, we were going to work. My dad gets in the truck and goes, what the hell is that smell in my truck?
Oh,
I don't know.
No.
Good God.
Why didn't you use a bed? It was a pickup.
It was raining.
I was living at home at the time, and I couldn't sneak my girlfriend into the house.
All right. Good morning, Steve. How you doing?
Hey, John. I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing damn fine. So, all right, what doesn't Dad know? What did you do that to this day he doesn't know anything about?
Well, John, when I was 14, my dad had a 68 Impala Super Sport, and he was in a recliner. And I took the keys out of his pocket and took it for a spin. And then brought the keys back and put them back in his pocket.
Oh, man.
That is devious.
I owned a 68 Impala. Did it have that gas gauge in the console? The vacuum gauge that let you know how much gas you were using?
It did. It was like a blue in color. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Wow.
And
you
never found out?
Never found out. I put the keys right back in, and I couldn't believe I did that.
How nervous were you, man? I've been shaking.
Yeah. I was. I was only 14. It was at my grandfather's house.
Wow.
Oh, man. Have a great morning.
You do the same. Thanks.
Okay, Kevin, so what's your story?
On the 4th of July, well, this was a while back when I was a kid. On the 4th of July, I had a quarter stick of dynamite, okay?
Right.
I lit this thing off, and when I lit this off, all you heard was glass breaking. Now, I lived between a hill where the railroad tracks was and row homes. So the sound effect from that thing just going off blew out all my neighbors' living room windows.
Oh, God.
Okay? Now, I ran in my house, and this other kid, Nicky Mamarella, he come running out.
Poor Nicky.
And the neighbor came running out where all their glass broke. And they looked at him and said, what did you do?
Wow.
I never confessed to it.
So does everybody still think it was Nicky? Or did people decide it was something else?
Yeah, everybody still thinks it was Nicky.
Wow.
Yeah, it was awful.
Have a great morning.
Yep, you too. Thank
Bye
you.
Now. Bye. Okay, Ron, what about yourself? What story do you got for us?
Well, I was hanging out in the garage with a couple of my friends when I was about 16 or so.
All righty.
I knocked my dad's Harley over.
Was this his prized possession?
And it was his prized possession. And the sad thing is I blamed it on one of my friends and got a beating like you wouldn't believe.
Was his name Mickey by any chance?
He would have kicked my ass severely. I don't think I'd be talking to you now.
And he never found out?
Nope. He passed away in 2013. You guys are the first that I've ever told.
Wow.
What an honor.
When you told him it was one of your friends, though, because obviously he had to come help you guys pick the bike up, what did he say?
He looked at me, he looked at the kid, and he's like, you know, Mark, I don't understand why in God's name you have to be messing around with my bike, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I didn't do it. And he's like, yeah, right, my son's not going to lie to me.
That's great.
Oh, boy.
Monster, Ron.
Okay, Cindy, what doesn't Dad know?
My father did pass, but for about 8 to 10 years when he was alive, I used to go and buy these raunchy greeting cards.
Okay.
Birthday cards.
Right.
Holiday cards. And I would mail them to people that I knew that lived out of side of Pennsylvania.
Right.
So when they would mail them back, they were mailed from all different states. Now, I did tell my mom what was going on, but my dad, even when he passed, always thought he had some hot woman trying to track him down.
That's awesome. Cindy, did he keep this a secret from your mom, or would he say, look, this lady's sending me again?
No, he would not keep it a secret. He would pull the cards out and show them to people. When, you know, if we had company or they were sitting around talking, he would pull them out to show everybody that he had somebody hot for him.
Oh, God rest his soul. Oh, that's terrific. Have yourself a great day.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
I was just thinking about this, and it's funny. There's a story that sort of coincides with it in a strange way. I have known the guys in Styx since that album came out, since Paradise Theater came out. Prior to that, I had never met them, right? And Tommy came to the radio station one day. The radio station I was working at the time. And we all had a great time, and we were going to go into town and have dinner. We're going to go into Manhattan and have dinner with them at this Chinese restaurant, this really upscale Chinese restaurant. Right? Mm-hmm. And the food was just absolutely fantastic. And it was like me and three other guys from the radio station and Tommy and the tour manager, and we just had an out-and-out great time. The other day, Shaquille O'Neal was at this same restaurant.
Have you heard this story? I saw this, yeah.
Huh? Right? On Sunday, he reportedly took some unnamed woman to this restaurant, the Julan Club. And at the end of his dinner, he got up, didn't just pay the bill for him and his date. He paid the bill for absolutely everybody in the restaurant and gave the bill came to over $25,000. All right. And with, you talk about there's like 40 people having dinner there. Right. Mm-hmm. You know, and plus he tipped the staff what they would have gotten on top of
Shaq is one of those. It's known that he's an awesome dude,
right?
Like super awesome dude. You see him, he'll chat. He's a cool guy,
right? Right. That is just great. So it's just so funny to sit there and going, I'm playing the song, going, I know that restaurant.
Free meals over free throws. Am I right?
Yeah.
Right. 65 degrees outside. The rain will be off and on. Showers and thunderstorms throughout the day, with the temperature getting up to about 80 degrees. And it's my last chance to remind you that tomorrow we're going to be broadcasting live from right here in our parking lot. It's all sectioned off already. Right? It is our 16th annual Veterans Radiothon, and we are hoping that you come out and come out strong. You know, this year, it's been tough on the VMC. A lot of their donations that come in during the course of the year are down. They're almost down 50%. Please don't be part of that 50%. Please, tomorrow, do what you can, or do it right now. Go to WMGK.com, make a secure online donation. We've got so many things that you could bid on and win, and just all of this to raise money for the VMC. So please, do what you can. Remember, they fought for us. Now it's time for us to fight for them.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Thank you, John!
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.